NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by 6,000 Ford dealers who proudly announced the first car of the 70s, Ford's new small car, Maverick. Now with the news, Dean Mell.
The Viet Cong has stepped up its terrorism in the last 3 days with at least a dozen attacks in the Saigon area. In the latest incidents, two plastic devices exploded 10 minutes apart, damaging electrical transformer stations. 6 Vietnamese were wounded. Captured enemy documents indicate a new terror campaign is underway in observance of Ho Chi Minh's 79th birthday on May 19th. Military action was reported in several areas north of Saigon along the Cambodian and Laotian frontiers. B-52s dropped explosives on an enemy supply point near the Oshawa Valley. One Stratofort crashed into the Pacific Ocean as it took off from Guam on a Vietnam bombing mission. The 6 crewmen are reported missing. Cause of the crash has not been determined. South Vietnam's chief negotiator at Paris has concluded 9 days of consultations in Saigon and is heading back for the conference table. Ambassador Pham Dang Lam said some of the bargaining points put forward by the National Liberation Front are worth discussing right now. The United States, in a more cautiously worded statement, concedes some of the Viet Cong proposals merit further study. Police and National Guardsmen have responded to a zap-in that got out of hand. A report from Larry Heinrich of station KFYR in Bismarck, North Dakota.
The long-heralded Fort Lauderdale of the North is closed before it officially opened. Over 500 North Dakota National Guardsmen were called early this morning to restore order in the small town of Zap, North Dakota, a community of 300 persons 75 miles northwest of Bismarck. The Guardsmen have cleared the town of an estimated 3,000 students from across the country who arrived yesterday in response to a tongue-in-cheek invitation by a student newspaper. Assistance from the National Guard was sought by local officials when it appeared the whole town would be wrecked. According to one official, the students cleaned out the firehouse, burned the equipment, and tore down some buildings for firewood. Now the trouble has moved to another small town 7 miles west of Zap. Tension has risen in Beulah, North Dakota, as hundreds of the youths are looking for fun elsewhere. This is Larry Heinrich in Bismarck, North Dakota.
General de Gaulle leaves France. That story and more news after this message from Ford.
Ford's new small car, Maverick, challenges the imports, starting with a manufacturer's suggested retail price of $19.95, not including state and local taxes, transportation, and dealer preparation charges, if any. At $19.95, Maverick's built for American driving condition. It's longer and wider for more stability. Has a longer wheelbase than VW for a smoother ride, yet still turns in a tighter circle. Wondering about service and maintenance? Parts are easy to replace, and dealers are very easy to find. You can find Maverick at 6,000 Ford dealers now.
When it's your own, you'll stand alone, Maverick. Get all the room, get all the zoom. This one's a bar. Are you the guy, Maverick? Maverick.
Once again, Dean Mell. General Charles de Gaulle and his wife slipped quietly into Ireland today, where he is expected to remain until the French presidential elections to choose his permanent successor. His visit was billed as a vacation, but it obviously was time to take de Gaulle out of France during the political campaign leading up to the voting on June 1st. A week from tomorrow, 3 American astronauts will leave for man's closest inspection of the moon aboard Apollo 10. Exactly 100 years ago today, the first railroad spanned the continent from ocean to ocean. The laying of the last rail is being reenacted in ceremonies today at Promontory Point in the western Utah desert. Central bankers from the free world are meeting in Basel, Switzerland today to review the condition of European currencies in light of West Germany's decision not to revalue the mark. More in a moment.
Do you have any questions about Ford's new small car, Maverick?
What's it cost?
$19.95 is the manufacturer's suggested retail price. Now, that doesn't include state and local taxes, transportation and dealer preparation charges, if any. Of course, those vary from place to place.
I can get Maverick for around $2,000?
And dress it up with options like factory-installed air conditioning. But what's significant is $19.95, manufacturer's suggested retail price.
Maverick's a gas.
Any questions? Ask the man who sells Maverick at your Ford dealers now.
President Nixon's top domestic advisors are gathering in Key Biscayne today for a weekend of conferences with the chief executive. Participants include Vice President Agnew, Health, Education, and Welfare Secretary Finch, Attorney General Mitchell, and Congressman Rogers Morton, the chairman of the Republican National Committee. While her father is out of town, Tricia Nixon will play hostess at her first masked ball in the White House. Her escort tonight will be freshman Congressman Barry Goldwater, Jr., the bachelor's son of the 1964 GOP presidential nominee. Again, the hour's top story, two electrical transformers have been damaged by Viet Cong terrorist explosions in Saigon, and a B-52 bomber crashed as it took off from Guam on a Vietnam bombing mission. Dean Mell, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. Sunshine, anybody? Hold on. Okay, sunshine for everybody, all right? Frank Chexfield style on Monitor. And here's what one mother-son thinks of her.
Well, I think my mother is the greatest is because she's just the greatest. I don't know, just the greatest. I can't think of any reason.
Oh, well, with that kind of enthusiasm, you don't need a reason. We'll hear from another youngster shortly. Right now, a group of relative oldsters, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, with their newest Good Morning, Starshine.
Good morning, Starshine.
Blue.
now for motorists. When you spot a railroad crossing or other bumpy spots in the road ahead, slow down and coast over the rough spot. Don't apply the brakes while you're crossing the spot, because braking at this time causes severe stress on springs and axles, making for a much more uncomfortable ride. Now this from Valvoline.
Here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, men and machines approach the limits of endurance and speed. Top drivers from all over the world compete for fame and the richest purse in racing. One of the major contenders is Bobby Unser from the Leader Card Racing Team and winner of last year's 500. We asked Bobby why he chose Valvoline Racing Motor Oil.
You have to count on a lot of things in a big race like the Indy 500, or in any race for that matter, and motor oil is very important. I know, because I've used a lot of different motor oils in the past 20 years I've been racing. Like many of the other drivers here at the Speedway, I'm now using Valvoline. Valvoline stands up under terrific heat, and I get more out of the engine, like power, RPMs, things that really count.
Yes, protection and extra power are things that count, whether you drive on the Speedway or the highway. Change to Valvoline, another fine product of Ashland Oil and Refining Company.
Topic number one in the news these days, undoubtedly, is the rapidly spreading wave of demonstrations, sit-ins, and building seizures in college campuses across the country. Is there any tendency for dissatisfied students to move on to other colleges? Monitor's College Poll investigated, and here's Bill Ryan, NBC News, with the results.
Many students are dissatisfied with the way their colleges are being run. Some of those who object to the student dissent say, if students don't like the way their colleges are being run, why don't they quit and go elsewhere? Well, College Poll asked students on more than 100 campuses, if a student does not like the way his college is being run, should he go elsewhere? 72% of the students polled said no. These are some of their reasons. A Colby Junior College senior said, campuses that need change would never be changed if students left under those circumstances. A freshman at Southern California said, it's a student's obligation as a member of the school to change these parts of the school with which he disagrees and feels should be changed. A University of Maryland senior offered this view. A university is maintained for the education of the students, and if students feel a new policy would be better, they should help bring it about. Otherwise, he said, there would be no progress made, and the university would become stagnant. A sophomore at the University of Denver said nothing would ever change if the students didn't take the initiative. A freshman at Dartmouth told College Poll, there's nothing wrong with trying to bring about change, and the idea that students should either put up or shut up goes against the whole concept of a university. A senior at Berkeley said, what's wrong with colleges today is the same in pretty nearly every college in the country. It's the system, not any particular school that's at fault. Well, 28% of those polled did not agree. Speaking for their view, a Columbia sophomore said, each institution has its own character, and when a student picks a school to go to, he accepts what goes with it. As College Poll has found in the past, most students interviewed reject violence as a means of effecting change, but most also feel they have a right and a duty to speak up if they feel their colleges or universities can be improved. Bill Ryan, NBC News, for Monitor.
A postscript on this current college confusion, one of a somewhat lighter nature, happily. At a West Coast college the other day, a group of faculty members presented a list of demands to the administration, one of them the standard ones being made today, but there was one exception. The final one on the list asked for money for an orientation beer party for graduate students. Well, I can just hear the spokesman saying, this demand is non-negotiable.
DuPont Rally. Waxes your car in just half an hour. Gives you a shine that lasts as long as hard-to-use paste waxes.
And now it's time to rally around that individual without whom no home can be considered a home without mother. Here's a daughter's eye view of that important individual.
If we didn't have mothers, we couldn't have good food and bake, house clean and everything. Fathers can't cook as good as mothers.
Who said kids aren't practical? Well, mothers will be happy to know they're appreciated, and we're happy to have brought that knowledge to them via the Monitor Beacon.
You are wanted. Don't laugh. If you're a high school graduate, this applies to you. Who wants you? Computers want you. To do what? To operate them. You can learn to operate computers at one of the nation's best computer training centers now,
And they've got centers all around the New York, New Jersey, and Long Island area. Just call USI at 736-5900 and tell them you are wanted. Universal Systems Institute offers computer programming and console and key punch operating courses during the day, at night, and on Saturdays just for your convenience. And you know what else? Because you are wanted, you could be making $8,000, $10,000, and $12,000 a year after you finish your 4 months training course with USI. Universal Systems Institute will attempt to place you in one of those interesting money-loaded jobs. So why don't you call USI now at 736-5900 or write Computer USI, 1585 Broadway, New York, 10036, and ask for more information about the school and your future job. WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Gene Rayburn again, and here's a monitored tip for those of you who are going to vacation by car. Instead of marking up the road map with pencil or pen, which often obscures important information, place narrow strips of cellophane tape over the route you plan to follow. There's no smudging, and you can see the road numbers and cities clearly through the tape. Now, word from Chrysler AirTemp from somebody who's already done his traveling.
We're interviewing Commissar Vladimir Lovich. How was your tour of American industry, Mr. Lovich?
It was cool. We had air temp, air conditioning, and a big limousine.
Did you visit any national monuments?
We found air temp is best air conditioning for capitalist rooms, homes, businesses, and automobiles.
Yes, but what monuments did you visit?
Be sure you put Chrysler air temp air conditioning when you buy a new Prima, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What are you going to report back home, Mr. Lovich?
Nothing. In effect, Lovich become Chrysler air temp dealer.
On Mother, Mary Hopkins sings goodbye, and we'd like to dedicate it to...
Don't wake me up too late, tomorrow comes, and I will not be late. Late today when it becomes tomorrow.
Corporation's Customer Care Program.
Jerry West with some reflections on the NBA playoffs in a moment.
This is Brock Yates, senior editor of Car and Driver magazine. You know, most of the time I report on the performance of today's automobiles. But now I'd like to talk to you about a good way to keep your car performing properly. It's called Certified Car Care, all part of the Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. Now, at first, customer care may sound just like a bunch of words to you, but it means a lot more. It means that every Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer cares as much about you as he does about your car. And that's saying a lot. I've seen these fellows at work, and as a real car buff, I can tell you it's a pleasure to see a bunch of pros in action. They have the know-how, the right tools, plus the kind of Chrysler or Mopar parts that today's cars demand. Today, with cars more sophisticated and complex than ever before, it's important that yours gets the finest care to keep it in showroom condition. So if you care about your car, why not take it to your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer? They care, too, with Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation.
The Boston Celtics won the NBA championship this week, but Jerry West of the losing Los Angeles Lakers was the individual star of the playoffs, a report from Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Jerry West, first of all, congratulations on being selected the most valuable player in the NBA championship series against the Boston Celtics this week.
Thank you very much.
Have you gotten over that 2-point loss to the Celtics last Monday?
No, not really. I think this is probably the hardest loss that I've personally ever had to accept. When you expect to win something and you don't win it, then I think things hurt doubly more. And this loss really hurt because I was just positive we were going to win.
Jerry, you were triple-teamed in the final game, and you still scored 42 points with a bandaged leg. That's quite an accomplishment for a guy.
Well, actually, I think a lot of times personal accomplishments are written about where team accomplishments are not. And believe me, I would gladly trade anything personal that I might have accomplished in that last playoff for just one more win.
How much of a problem was your leg in the seventh and final game? It hampered you certainly in the sixth game.
Well, I was not 100%, and I think I'd be lying if I told you I was 100%. But it was not nearly as bad as it was the sixth game. I could do a few more things, but the way that it did bother me most was defensively. I was not a good defensive player in the last game, and I like to feel that the thing that makes any player a good player is if you can do everything, and that last game I just could not.
Do you feel that the Lakers... or the Celtics, I should say, hold some sort of a jinx over the Lakers in championship playoff games?
No, I don't believe that. I believe that if they do, they hold a jinx over a lot of teams because they won 11 times in 13 years. But more importantly, they have a tremendous winner, I think, in Bill Russell. I think in no other sport has one man accomplished or dominated his sport the way this man has for the number of years.
What about this teamwork thing that everybody keeps talking about? They say Boston has it. Do you think perhaps they're implying that Los Angeles doesn't have it?
Well, I think you have to have the right kind of talent in any sport to have teamwork. I don't believe because maybe one guy scores more points than another guy that it's a lack of teamwork. We had just as many assists as they did, but we just didn't have as many shooters as they have had or had this year. They have good shooting right through their lineup, where I think our shooting is questionable through our lineup. But again, I've got to give them a tremendous amount of credit. They're a great basketball team, and they've proven it for years.
Jerry West, congratulations again on being elected as the most valuable player in the Los Angeles Laker-Boston Celtic Championship Series.
Thank you very much.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about State Farm.
David Trust here. When this State Farm life insurance agent told me about his matchmaker service, I didn't know State Farm had a computer that would draw on their years of experience to help match me with the right life insurance program. I thought it was a dating computer, so I asked it for a date. It gave me one, July the 6th.
For your life, your car, your home, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Herb Alpert, that's right, singer, the song Without Her. Springtime advice from the York Flooring Institute. When you're buying a house, you give it a great deal of thought, right? You walk around, you check the closet space, you run the windows up and down, you test the faucets, you ask a lot of questions. After all, this will probably be the biggest single investment you'll ever make. Now, when you're snooping around, take a sharp look at the floors. These days, some houses are being offered with carpet already installed. If you're looking at a house like that, be sure you ask what's under the wall-to-wall. If it's a good, solid oak floor, that's fine, but if there's nothing under the carpet but bare concrete or plywood subfloor, you watch out. When that carpet has to be replaced, can you afford the expense? Or say you want to sell your house. What will damaged or worn-out carpeting do to the resale value if there's no permanent floor underneath? With solid oak floors, you're in great shape. Their beauty and their value will be good for the life of your home. When you make that big decision on buying a home, don't take a chance. Insist on oak floors. Just a Melody, and you and by Young Hold Unlimited, that ought to raise their stock a few points, we think. And you heard it on monitor over station WQXT, if you're in Palm Beach, Florida, that is, or the greater Palm Beach area. If you're not, you heard it on the NBC station nearest you. This is Gene Rayburn, back shortly.
Ben Campbell is one of the now people. This is Roscoe, inviting you to meet him next week on NBC Radio.
Science discovers a new source of life. Listen. Duracell, the power cell that's still going strong long after ordinary batteries are dead. An ordinary battery is dying as you listen. But Duracell batteries can flash hundreds of extra flash bulbs, drive thousands of extra feet of movie film, and keep transistor radios, flashlights, toys, and clocks going far longer than ordinary batteries can. Listen, a new source of life, Duracell. The long-distance power cell, still going strong, long after ordinary batteries are dead. Duracell, made by Mallory.
Insist on Duracell, the long-distance power cell. It outlasts any ordinary battery. Duracell, made by Mallory.
It's an eye-opener. The Joe O'Brien Show. Weekday mornings, 5 to 9, on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 11:30, 58 degrees in New York and sunny. A student at Wittenberg University in Springfield, Ohio, was shot to death by a campus guard today while trying to run from the vicinity of a women's dormitory. Officials said 21-year-old John Lobach had climbed to a second-floor balcony of the dorm and then climbed down when campus police arrived. He was shot as he broke and ran from a campus guard. A faculty spokesman at City College of New York says the Board of Higher Education will name a successor to President Buell Gallagher on Monday. Gallagher resigned yesterday after 3 weeks of continual student protest. The person named Monday will act as an interim leader until the board decides on a permanent president. The board also is expected to hold meetings with faculty members and students in hopes of working out a solution to the campus crisis. CCNY is reported quiet today. The Colorado Civil Air Patrol says heavy snow is hampering efforts to locate a missing single-engine plane with seven persons aboard. 15 search planes were sent up yesterday but found no trace of the missing craft believed to be from Teterboro, New Jersey. Three adults and four children were aboard. The Strategic Air Command says a B-52 bomber crashed into the Pacific today after taking off from Anderson Air Base in Guam. The plane's six-man crew is missing. The B-52, loaded with bombs, had started out on a strike mission against targets in Vietnam. Navy and Air Force planes are searching the crash area. Six Vietnamese civilians, including one policeman, were wounded today when a pair of terrorist bombs exploded in downtown Saigon. It's the latest in a dozen bombings in the past 3 days. Captured Viet Cong documents say the terrorist campaign will continue until May 19th. That's the 79th birthday of Ho Chi Minh. National Guard troops and police moved through the tiny village of Zapp, North Dakota, this morning, trying to clear out 3,000 young weekend revelers. A Guard spokesman says the town is in shambles. Debris clutters the streets, storefront windows are broken, and one tavern is completely wrecked. The Society of Urban Physicians says 120 chiefs of service in all city-run hospitals are threatening to resign unless the city restores $36 million in budget cuts. The doctors' group is also demanding an extra $30 million for a crash personnel replacement program. Charles de Gaulle, the former president of France, arrived in Ireland today for what is billed as a holiday, but sources close to de Gaulle said he wants to get away from France to disassociate himself from the campaign for a new president. President Nixon is conferring in Florida today with Vice President Spiro Agnew and other advisors. Part of the discussion is expected to revolve around a forthcoming presidential message to Congress on revising the public welfare system. The weather in New York, partly cloudy with seasonable temperatures this afternoon and tonight. Low this afternoon, highest this afternoon, 65 to 70. Lowest tonight near 50 and mostly cloudy and cool on Sunday with a chance of occasional showers. Right now it's 58 degrees and sunny in New York. This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News, and now back to Monitor.
Why are
companions on this stretch of your weekend journey, Monitor 69 and me, Gene Rayburn. And for a welcome fifth wheel to your vehicle, here's The Spinning Wheel by Peggy Lee.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying thing. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
Palace Theater in New York, where Two-A-Day Vaudeville once flourished.
first will be closing shortly, and the last performer there is Pat Cooper, whose warm comedy style has received unanimous praise. He's equally funny in conversation, as you'll hear in a moment, on Monitor's Star Time, brought to you by Dacron by DuPont, a man's way to stay neat with style.
Went downtown to buy a suit, looking for a real beaut. Man said, Dacron's what to buy. Dacron style's a sock of the eye. Suit yourself with Dacron, 'cause Dacron suits your style. You look great, no wrinkles about it. Dacron suits your style. Try to plaid, try to stripe, even tried an offbeat type. Made me feel about 10 feet tall. Before I left, I bought them all. Suit yourself with Dacron, 'cause Dacron suits your style. You look great, no wrinkles about it. Dacron suits your style. Dacron suits your style.
See fine formals with Dacron by After Six at your favorite store now. And now Betty Grobley with comedian Pat Cooper.
Pat, you tell me that you've had a lot of crazy jobs. Have you ever been a cab driver?
Yes, I was a cab driver. But I'll tell you what, one before that. I was a furrier for 29 hours, 39 hours, something like that. I'm the only guy to sew 3 sleeves on a coat. The guy cried when the thing must have cost about $1,500.
You must know first.
I cut a hole right in the back of the coat. There has to be something wrong with your eyes. There were already 2 sleeves on. My mind wasn't on it. I come all the way around. And when he came back, I hung it up, and I knew there was something wrong. I said, either the hanger has to have another piece of wood to go into the other sleeve. Then I drove the cab. I started to love it. It started to get to me because I was my own boss. And let's tell a fair story. Some of the crazy people you meet, you know. And you meet many nice people also. I get a woman comes in with a boxer, a dog, in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know how big a boxer is. And I'm driving along, she's taking up to the Bronx, And I forget about the dog, and we're talking, having a nice conversation. And she opens the door, and she closes the door, and she pays me my money. I forgot about the boxer. She forgot about the boxer. How can you forget about the boxers in the back of the car? She leaves the boxer in the car. Now, I'm driving away, and I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and I see this woman running after me. I says, now, I'm looking at my money. Maybe she gave me an extra 10 or something, you know. I tell her when I stop, and I open the door. Well, did you ever get hit by a boxer, 80, 90-pound boxer? This thing went after me. I thought it was a lion. Knocked me to the floor, see? And she come over to me, and she hit me with her umbrella. I'm a dog napper. I'm terrified of dogs. I said, wait, I didn't nap your dog. She'll report me to the police. But this is, you know, some of the crazy things. Then, the fascination of the people, Betty. So, their minds, clickety-clack, right? I used to pick up along Park Avenue some of the highfalutin people, you know. I pick up a guy with a Hamburg, see, and a cane. Comes out of the Waldorf, and there's a big, beautiful package around Christmas time. And he's, you know, jumps in my car. He says, take me over to the Astor. At that time, the Astor was still up, Hotel Astor. I drive him over there. He says, son, just wait a minute. I'll be back in 2 seconds. You know, this is, says the doorman. He says, would you tell the guy to wait? Yeah, the doorman, don't worry, fine. I wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And I finally, I'm there. And the clock's going bling, another nickel, and bling, another nickel. So I said, oh, the heck with him. I pull away. I said, I got the package. So I go down to the dock. Say, oh, I must have something great in here. Fur coat, something. I open up, it was garbage.
Garbage.
And I'm going to tell you something. You know, we recently had a garbage strike in New York. Do you know how many cab drivers didn't know that they were the ash canes? These women used to make these big packages. You would put a ribbon on, leave it there, and walk out of the car, and the guy take it home to his wife. You open up, going garbage. They got rid of about 6 tons a day in the
cab. We've been talking with comedian Pat Cooper. Pat, what is your real name?
Pasquale Caputo.
Grazie, Pasquale. Or thank you, Pat, whichever. Now this word about After Six formal wear. Happy suits for happy hours. That's After Six. For big evenings, see After Six formal wear and brand new stripes. The cool fabrics of Dacron polyester and Orlon acrylic won't wrinkle and are wash and wear. If color's your dish, try an After Six with satin frame peak lapels. The world is yours in After Six formal wear with Dacron.
You look great, no wrinkles about it. Dacron suits your style. Dacron suits your style.
Monitor Star Time will be brought to you later today by Dacron, a man's way to stay neat with style, so you stay where you are here on the Monitor Beacon.
Broad Street's The Men's Fashion Store is now showing the newest in formal wear, the Rydell by After Six. Here's the choice of the beautiful people from Southampton to San Francisco. The formal tuxedo of Daycron and Wool with satin trim and shawl collar and vest. Or if dinner jackets are called for at your favorite summer resort spot, let Broad Street show you their fabulous collection of After Six dinner jackets of Daycron, wool, and mohair in a range of latest colors and patterns for every discriminating taste. Broad Street's formal wear is available in any of their 11 stores in New York, Long Island, or Bergen Mall, Paramus. Stop in now and let Broad Street show you the informal wear for summer 69. And while at Broad Street, pick up and fill out your entry blank to the free trip to Mexico contest via Aeronaves de Mexico with a hotel by the Mexican National Tourist Council. Now through June 30th at all Broad Street stores. This is a luxurious week for two to beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. No purchase necessary, contest void where prohibited.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Minutes before the monitor hour ends.
Hey, this is Al Hurt. Want to drink my kind of beer? Ask the man for Miller High Life. It's hearty, robust, and deep down good. Make your move to Miller now.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Gene Rayburn continuing with Monitor, this next portion brought to you by your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing dry cleaner. A happy Mother's Day wish to all you moms from your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing dry cleaner. And say, how would you and your husband like to be unwrapping this combined Mother's Day, Father's Day present? Two brand new 1969 sports cars. Could happen if you enter the Martinizing Hit and Her sweepstake. The grand prize is a pair of Volkswagen Karmann Ghias. Or you can win a matching pair of other fabulous prizes, including His and Hers color televisions by General Electric, at your one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning store. Nothing to buy. Sweepstakes closes June 23rd. Is void where prohibited. And if you win the grand prize, you can keep one Karmann Ghia for yourself. Give the other one to someone you love or use it as a spare. Main thing now, though, is to enter the Martinizing His and Hers sweepstakes at your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing store. Stop in soon. A little earlier, I talked with my guest, singer Marilyn May, about the so-called overnight success that came to her after about 20 years of hard work on that nightclub circuit. And now, Marilyn, may we reveal that there is a second-generation Marilyn May in the wings?
Please do.
Yeah.
She's my insurance policy.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I have a 16-year-old daughter who is very talented. She'll be an actress, I think.
She will.
Yeah, she sings very, very well and has marvelous intonation, which I have insisted upon. And but basically, she has a love and a talent for acting.
What's her name?
Her name is Christy.
Christy?
Yes.
Well, you know, we've been told that one of the reasons your own success and national recognition was slow in coming was the fact that you were reluctant to get too far away from Christy when, you know, earlier on, and confined your bookings to your own home area. That's about right, isn't it?
We were very lucky to work one club that it was very comfortable for me. And it was nice because we did travel in the summertime when she could go with us. And but during the winter, I did want to stay there. I helped in all the school programs and did the choreography for the third graders and, you know, that sort of thing. Very, very Midwestern, Gene, I must say.
Now, do you find any difficulty in communicating with Christy, your daughter? Is there a generation gap in your life?
Of course. Well,
I guess it's universal with 16-year-olds.
We're either the dearest pals in the world one day, or, well, we do really basically adore each other because we certainly do talk the same language about our love for music, and we both love clothes, and we're really pals in many ways. But there are times when we just really scream and fight a lot. But I think, you know, and I go home and I say, oh, dear, I'm so upset because maybe the reason we're screaming at each other is that we are apart so much. And I will say this to a mother who is home every day, and she says, I have the same problem with my child. So I think, you know, I'm glad that we are certainly normal in that respect.
What do you think about young people in general? Christie's contemporaries and maybe ones a little bit older today.
and what they're doing with their high school and college revolts on campus and so forth.
Well, of course, the revolts, I don't know. Christy is not in that bag. She is in sort of a free-thinking bag.
Mm-hmm.
She really is, and I'm terribly proud of her. She's much smarter than I was. They are so well-read, and they are so aware of what's going on.
So much more is required of them in school.
But not even school. They are really interested in what's going on.
But that's good, isn't it?
It's marvelous.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of her. She loves writing free-form poetry, and she has such a deep thinking attitude about so many things that I don't even realize until I read something that she has written.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, where did they all come out in this child, you know? And it's really a thrill.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that one of the things it comes from is the fact that she's got a great mother. And Marilyn May, it's been a pleasure, nay, a thrill, talking with you. Now, they're off in the one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning his and her sweepstakes. Get in the action. Win two 1969 Karmann Ghia sports cars by Volkswagen. Over 1,000 other matching prizes, including his and hers color television sets by General Electric. No purchase is necessary. Get details and a free entry blank at your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning store. Sweepstakes closes June 23rd, void where prohibited. Enter now, win a pair of new sports cars. Grand prize in the Martinizing his and hers sweepstakes. Later today, Rod McEwen will be my guest for Martinizing here on Monitor. Election time, but here's another state heard from, Arkansas, Glenn Campbell's newest.
Unity, Arkansas. Oh, what you do to me, prettiest place I ever saw was back home in Arkansas. Oh, those boyhood memories, lakes and rivers and backwood trees. Gentle mountains that reach to the sky. Oh, how I hated to say goodbye to Arkansas. Land of opportunity, Arkansas. Oh, what you do to me, prettiest place I ever saw was back home in Arkansas. Dirt roads that lead nowhere, to houses that need repair, and front porch people wearing a smile, and they cover every mile of Arkansas, land of opportunity, Arkansas. Oh, what you do to me, prettiest place I ever saw was back home in Arkansas.
About buying a tent trailer. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Wynn Oil Company, the world's leading additive company.
Wynn's Charge and other oil treatments come in cans. That's the similarity. The differences, however, are much more important. Wynn's Charge is made to do more for your car's engine. Smooth, honey-thick charge restores compression. Charge stops excessive oil burning, quiets noisy engines. But only Charge contains Wynn's friction proofing to fight friction and wear. Charge also guards against oil oxidation deposits to keep engines cleaner. And Charge has anti-acid agents to reduce corrosion damage and costly repairs. Where you get gas or service, get Charge for total power. It does more for your car's engine. Switch to Charge, made by Wynn Oil Company, the world's leading additive company.
you're planning to buy a new tent trailer, then Fred Sturgis, editor and assistant publisher of Camping Journal, has some advice for you. Charlie Holmes reports.
Fred Sturgis, one of the basic things one looks for when buying a tent trailer.
Charlie, that's hard to say because it depends on who thinks they're buying the tent trailer, the man or the wife.
You mean the lady of the house now gets into the act when you get a tent trailer?
Just like at home, she's very style conscious, color conscious. She's wants to take a look at the interior, the upholstery, the kitchen facilities, and the things a woman would look for.
Well, now, would you find in one of the most exclusive of these units a stove and all that sort of thing?
Yes, they have a gas stove, gas-operated refrigerator, stainless steel sink, running water. They have all the facilities that you would expect in the most modern residential kitchen.
Now, how much does an exclusive unit like this cost?
The average unit containing these basic needs would run from $1,300 to $1,700.
Are there safety features you should look for in a tent trailer?
Well, yes. Lights, reflectors, your safety chains. Some of them even have a device where should it break away from the car, the tow vehicle, it will automatically apply its brakes.
Well, thank you, Fred Sturgis, editor and assistant publisher of Camping Journal, for giving us tips on the 1969 tent trailers.
Now, some springtime advice from the Oak Flooring Institute. When you're buying a house, you give it a great deal of thought, right? You check the closet space, you run the windows up and down, you test the faucets, you take a bath, then you ask a lot of questions and cook a meal and all that. After all, this will probably be the biggest single investment you'll ever make. When you're snooping around, take a sharp look at the floors. These days, some houses are being offered with carpet already installed. And if you're looking at a house like that, be sure you ask what's under the wall-to-wall. If it's a good solid oak floor, that's fine. But if there's nothing under the carpet but bare concrete or plywood subfloor, watch out. When that carpet has to be replaced, can you afford the expense? Or say you want to sell your house. What will damaged or worn-out carpeting do to the resale value if there's no permanent floor underneath? With solid oak floors, you're in great shape. Their beauty and their value will be good for the life of your home. When you make that big decision on buying a home, don't take a chance. Insist on oak floors. Galveston. Now, monitor tip for the home. To store extension cords without tangling, wind each one loosely and slip it into one of those cardboard tubes saved from a roll of wax paper or aluminum foil. Now, a word from your A to Z rental center.
Hello, this is Ed McMahon with a story I think will interest the ladies in our audience. Not long ago, my wife and I were visiting a friend. We'd been there many times before, but somehow the house looked brighter than ever. My wife asked if our friends had redecorated. Well, it turned out they hadn't, but they had shampooed their carpeting and refinished their wood floors. It was amazing how those floors seemed to make the whole house sparkle. Then our friends really floored us. Sorry about that pun. They told us they did the job themselves. They had rented the equipment from a nearby A to Z rental center. At the same time, bought A to Z's exclusive Bright Tone shampoo. It made the local A to Z rental center a handy one-stop source for everything you need to get your floors and your home sparkling again. So take a tip and do the job economically, the A to Z way. Your local A to Z rental center is listed under rental service in the yellow pages. And you'll find A to Z first in line.
Gene Rayburn here, NBC Monitor News on the Hour, in a few moments.
Some people insist on learning the hard way. Firemen fighting a blaze rescued over $13,000 in cash, the life savings of the owner, stashed away in tin cans. A few more moments and his savings would have been lost. At the dime, the big savings bank for all New York. If your passbook is lost, stolen, or destroyed, no problem. It's quickly replaced. Money grows at the dime. $13,000 deposited at the dime today would grow to over $26,000 in 14 years, to over $52,000 in 28 years before taxes. This is based on the dime's latest dividend of 5% a year paid from day of deposit compounded quarterly. Let the dime help you protect and multiply those hard-earned dollars. For a free booklet explaining the different dime savings accounts and postage-free forms to open your account, write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. That's Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
Make it big. Big Wilson. Weekdays 9 to noon on WNBC Radio 660, New York.